Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Very cloudy out, but doesn't mean rain's coming. So if you're going to the Buccos and Rangers tonight for fireworks night, it's not going to mess around, and the weather's not going to screw up your plans. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Donnie will be back on Monday. I believe Mulsey will still be off on Monday, coming back from Florida. I am leaving for Myrtle Beach tomorrow. I am undertaking a long car ride with my wife and soon-to-be 2-year-old daughter. If you have any recommendations or advice on how to make that drive less dreadful, having done so before, many Pittsburghers drive to Myrtle Beach for vacation. I'd love to hear it at 412-928-9370. So this is a self-serving open phone Friday. And if you have any recommendations on things to do down there, too, in terms of restaurants and stuff, I'm all ears. One thing I want to just throw out there before we get to your calls. I did my Steelers all-quarter century team with Kabali earlier, and Kabali very controversially put Ryan Clark at safety over Minkah. I was shocked by that. I love Ryan, and I still put Minkah ahead of him, even though Minkah's coming off a bad year. I originally put Plexico at wide receiver with A.B. and Hines Ward, but some listeners pointed out, what are you doing? You forgot Santonio Holmes, and I agree. So I crossed out Burris and put Holmes in his place. I have a soft spot for Burris. He's one of my favorite football players of all time. People said I used to look like him. Did you know that, Dom? That sounds like it doesn't make sense. But people used to say you look like Plexico Burris. You look
that
like
doesn't
a
make
white
any sense.
Plexico Burris. When I used to shave my head. And I used to get that from people. But anyways.
Who's telling you this?
People in college told me that, and then people at my radio station in Buffalo told me that too. They actually took a picture of me next to Burris and said, what do you think? Is this the white Plexico Burris? Not pulling your leg here.
Hey, you know what? I got to be honest.
You kind of see it now?
I kind of see it. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So CBS Sports put out their Steelers all quarter century team. The only places they differed from my list, they put Bettis at running back over Bell. Jerome was on the decline in the 2000s because of the wear and tear and all the miles that were on him. And Bell was an all-pro running back who for a period of time was in the conversation as the best running back in the NFL. So I disagree with that, even though obviously how can you not love Jerome? He would be the Steelers running back of the 90s, not the 2000s. So Bell at running back. The only other spot I think I differed from CBS was they had Shazier over Timmons at linebacker. And I think Shazier, if he had stayed healthy, would have been the guy. But Timmons was a solid starting linebacker for 8 or 9 years here and was a part of the Super Bowl team in 2008. So everywhere else I'm look at it as really slam dunks and pretty easy calls. Even though Kabali said Clark over me, I think was something that people would say. But that's Kabali for you. Looking to stir the pot. 412-928-9370. It's 5 o'clock, so now we can start Open Phone Friday. Let's begin with Dave in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Funny.
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I normally side with Malzy on things, but I've been listening to you all week since Monday, and you've been spot on with everything I've heard you say.
So maybe Malzy dumbs me down. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but maybe. It's possible.
Okay.
But yeah, like what you were saying about the Open, and honestly, it's Pittsburghers being Yenzers and being from around here, I can't stand that. It drives me up a wall.
So if people didn't hear it, because they might not get the reference, because I said that on Monday and it's Friday, the point I made on the U.S. Open was that it was just a so-so tournament, and it was the worst U.S. Open in Oakmont history and the worst major of the year. And a lot of people got mad at me, but I think the facts back it up. The ratings were not good. People were not transfixed by or entertained by this U.S. Open whatsoever.
And it's good for golf when the Open is at Oakmont, but you have the superstars engaging the kids, getting their attention.
Right.
And yeah.
Every person who was there, and like my father-in-law and brother-in-law had an amazing experience there on Sunday. But everybody would rather watch a tournament where, just to use golf names from the past, if you were going to a U.S. Open, you'd rather see Arnold Palmer win it or come close to winning it than watch John Mahaffey win it. And John Mahaffey's actually a better golfer all time than J.J. Spaun. Not really even close, actually. But star power, man. Star power in sports. The NFL is like the only sport that doesn't need star power, because it's just baked in with all of us to watch the NFL no matter what. We wait just about a decade for the U.S. Open every time. And this time we got a journeyman who won it, who I'm not even sure he made the cut this week at the Travelers Championship. Can you look that up, Dom? Tell me how J.J. Spaun was doing. I know Scheffler was playing great there. Here is Michael in Plum. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. I only have kind of two things, and one kind of goes from earlier this week.
Sure.
But a suggestion for the Gatorade bottle problem that you guys were talking about.
Yes. Dom and Kabali both claimed that they've never peed while driving, which I think is them lying. I think they're just embarrassed, because I feel like every guy has done it.
I've done it. And that's my suggestion, would be on longer trips. You know, the Arizona tea bottles, much bigger capacity.
Yeah.
About the same size hole. Mm-hmm. And also, on your trip here to Myrtle Beach, have you ever thought about leaving middle of the night?
Like everyone's brought that up. And I think I finally, thanks, Mike, I think I finally convinced my wife that we're going to leave this morning at 2 a.m. And I'm sure we're going to wake our daughter up to get in the car seat. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that because she's still tired, she falls right back asleep. And she sleeps maybe for another 4 or 5 hours. We stop, we get breakfast somewhere. We get back on the road. She gets antsy again. Then we'll stop and maybe find an activity for a couple hours. But we do that. Then we end up getting there around like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of who knows. I mean, if we leave at like 7 or 8, it might take us 12 hours to get there. Dom, it looks like you have something to say.
J.J. Spaun is currently shooting 4 over for the tournament. He shot 1 over today. There is no cut at the Travelers Championship.
I didn't know that. How many strokes back is he?
He's tied for 59th place.
How many strokes back is he?
IDK.
You can't scroll up and check?
Well, the leaderboard here doesn't say, so...
So are they just having fun there? They don't...
I'm being told 13.
13 strokes back.
Correct.
Here is Lou in Neville Island. Hello, Lou.
I often hear it said that politicians have better things to do than deal with what the pirate situation, that's stupid, them getting involved. But a politician's, one of their main jobs is to drive commerce, get taxes coming, get people into their city. So what would be wrong if a councilman or a mayor called out Bob Nunning and embarrassed him a little bit and said, we built you a stadium, you're not holding up your end of the bargain, we're losing tons of tax dollars, visitors to the city, either spend more money and try to win or sell the team, you're not holding up your end of the bargain. Why isn't it a politician's job to get involved in that situation?
I was going to say, now look, I moved here in 2010, so that's the last 15 years. And ownership for the Pirates changed a couple of years before that. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know of a like city politician, not just a mayoral race or just like one below that, like a council position, like the caller said. I do find it interesting that no one is actually just run on that platform, even if they think it's like a hollow thing or like a promise that they can't keep. When has that ever stopped politicians? I'm going to say I can do something even though I know I can't, just to get you to vote for me. I mean, we're in the sports domain, but I feel like there are some people out there that would look at that as a very compelling or a platform that they would be interested in hearing more about. I don't know. There's just not history, like, to the actual point. I just don't know of situations where that's worked. And I would be shocked to find out that it has, that no one's tried it. Trying to get, like, a political party or movement to try to, like, force a sports team into doing something. Just, I've never heard of that. And we're not the only place where people have like complained about how much money is spent on a sports team. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's like just on the fly here. Not that I haven't pondered these things before, but that's just what's coming to me right now. 412-928-9370. It is Open Phone Friday. Here is our guy, Chuck, in Uniontown, back-to-back days. You love to see it and hear it. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Tony, and thanks once again. Always good to talk to you.
Right back at you.
A world of knowledge, extremely professional. Tony, if we get rid of Sherrington, which I hope they do, the sooner the better.
Yep.
Where do you go outside the organization, and do you go to a small market team to look for a replacement GM to look to a successful small market franchise? Also, on another thing,
yeah,
with Billy Cook up here now, isn't it time to tell Tommy Pham 32 Skidoo?
No extra base hits since April, and he's hitting 194, and he's stopping games in the extra innings last night to get fans thrown out. Yes, it's long overdue to get rid of him. You have to go outside the organization. You can't hire someone who's worked under Ben Cherington, who presumably was brought here by Ben Cherington to run your baseball operations. So, no, you're not doing that under any circumstance. I don't want to limit myself to just guys who are coming up through small market teams, like who's the assistant GM in Tampa, or who's the assistant GM in Cleveland, or who's the assistant GM in Milwaukee? Like, I think that's fine. You want to talk to those people. But I also look at it this way. If the Dodgers, and I know they have, you know, the same amount of money as God, but they also pay, I would think, their assistant GMs a lot of money. And Andrew Friedman runs the Dodgers. I mean, he ran the Rays before that. He's considered one of the great minds in baseball. So I would, if I found out in 3 months, let me put it this way. If I found out in 3 months that the Pirates hired the second in command of the Dodgers organization to be their GM, I would be very excited about that, because he would come from an organization that's won a lot. And if you look at the way the Dodgers have been constructed, I know they've spent a lot of money, but they also have produced one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. And they've also found a ton of guys who were diamonds in the rough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
TGIF time. We take a few minutes to preview the biggest sporting events of the weekend. Now that the NFL's done, we don't have Black and Gold Fridays to break down. Becomes a little bit of a challenge sometimes, especially when the Pirates are languishing and in last place. Two things that catch my eye this weekend. Number one is obviously the NBA Finals. And we don't do a lot of NBA here because we don't have a team. And this is not like a basketball hotbed. It's not like the state of Indiana where the NBA Finals are, Kentucky, or places that are crazy about the sport. So we cater to our audience, so we don't talk about it all the time. I'm not going to try to evangelize you and constantly talk basketball because that's what I want or what I want to do. I aim to please. I mean, I like football more than any other sport, probably like you do, but I'm also a big NBA fan and big basketball fan. And it's just been a delight to watch the Pacers make it all the way to a Game 7 Sunday and to do it with TJ McConnell as the catalyst. We had Tim McConnell on last hour. He said there was a local high school coach when Duquesne offered TJ a scholarship. That coach, high school coach, emailed the Duquesne coach and said, "Oh, you're recruiting water boys now." And TJ McConnell has now set a record. He's made NBA history. He's the first bench player in the history of the NBA Finals to have 60-plus points, 25-plus assists, and 15-plus rebounds in the NBA Finals. They've been great bench players. I was watching the other day the Lakers in 2000. They had Robert Horry and Rick Fox and big name Derek Fisher coming off their bench and guys like that. Go look at the Celtics. They had Bill Walton. Not that Walton would have assists, but there have been great bench players the microwave, Vinnie Johnson for the Pistons in the late 90s, or late 80s, excuse me. And TJ's in uncharted territory. He's by himself. I felt like in that Tim McConnell interview, Dom, and you said the same thing off the air, he is still extremely emotional over what he's watching with his son. I felt like he came close to crying in that interview a couple times.
Yeah, I agree.
And that was actually a bad job by me. I should have said, Tim, I can hear the emotion in your voice, and as a father myself now, I get it, finally. That would not have... If I were in your shoes, 23 years old, and saying to myself in my head...
21.
What are the craziest things I can come up with today? Ooh, let me say that Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice. If I were you, that probably would not have resonated with me the same way, but...
Right.
Now that I'm older and wiser and I've had different life experiences, I can relate to what Tim McConnell is going through a little bit more. So that's one. I'll be rooting for the Pacers, even though I think the Thunder win by double digits. The other one is the College World Series, and it's only because I'm going to Myrtle Beach, and that's where Coastal Carolina is based, and they've made it to the championship against LSU. And I'm now more interested because of what Livy Dunn said about it. So, can you take us through the Livy Dunn tweets on this, Don? Dom?
Yeah, I'd love to. So, somebody tweeted out, I think it was some Omaha.
It was Barstool.
It was Barstool Omaha, I think, tweeted out that the College World Series has become Livy Dunn versus Madeline Klein.
College World Series is literally the Madeline Klein versus Livy Dunn Bowl.
Correct. Who are two famous women in their 20s.
One is an actress.
Correct.
And the other is...
Livy Dunn.
An athlete?
Yeah.
An influencer? Gymnast.
Influencer slash athlete.
Is Livy Dunn an athlete or influencer first?
Influencer.
I agree.
I don't even know if she's still a gymnast.
She's not. So she's a... She's a former college gymnast who now is famous for being hot?
Yeah, fair. And so that tweet was sent out by Barstool. And Livy Dunn, the real Livy Dunn Twitter account with millions of followers.
It actually doesn't have millions of followers.
How many followers does she have?
She has on Twitter. She only has 187,000.
What?
Yeah, I mean it's not. I mean, like you just said, aren't people following her on Instagram?
Yeah, she has like 6 million on Instagram or something absurd.
She's an Instagram follow.
Anyway,
Is intern Jack on Instagram?
Yeah, Jack, you on Instagram? Yeah, he's on Instagram.
Is he on TikTok?
You on TikTok? Yeah.
Is he on Facebook?
No.
That's an old man. That's mom's social media.
You don't have Instagram, right?
I don't have Instagram. I don't have TikTok. I don't have Facebook. The only one I have is Twitter.
So anyway, Livy Dunn, the real Livy Dunn.
The real McCoy.
The real McCoy quote tweeted what Barstool put out. And you can say what she said.
She said Gooner World Series, and I had to look up what Gooner meant.
What did it say it meant? What'd you get?
It was a pleasure thing.
Hmm.
It was a personal pleasure thing. What?
You're educating the audience.
Did you know what it meant?
Yes, I did know what it meant.
I actually didn't. The only reason I knew what it meant is because of... Ben Tenuta, who is our media guy, our social media guy.
Sure.
So he lives online, and so he is up on all like the online slang, and that's apparently been being thrown around for a few years now.
Ben, Joe Starkey, and I might play golf together at some point.
Oh, I thought you said like you guys had a date locked in, so this is still TBD?
We were kind of throwing it around in the back.
It's not going to happen.
All right. Again, you're anti-fun, so you're the wrong guy to talk to about
this. No, I'm not saying that. No, that I just think that Joe will find people that he prefer to play golf with over you.
No, Joe would love to play with me. I think
Joe
Joe's
wants
a fan
to
of
play
mine.
Every day. If he wanted to play golf with you, I think it would have already happened by now.
I've been working this week at a time when he's normally free.
Right, but you've also, for weeks since you've been home, not been working this shift, and he hasn't asked you to play.
I don't think I came to mind. But now that he's seen me every day, now I'm front of mind.
So this Madeline Klein went to Coastal Carolina. She's an actress.
Correct.
And Livy Dunn went to LSU.
Correct.
If you had to root for a team based solely on those two individuals, which one would you go with?
See, it's very close. It's like, you know, Brady Peyton in the AFC Championship game. Probably Livy.
Is that because you have an allegiance to Livy because of Paul Skeens?
No, I'd say she's hotter. So I'd vote for her and LSU if I was casting a vote.
I didn't know about this Madeline Klein. She's not really in shows that I watch.
Yeah, she was in Outer Banks, Glass Onion, Knives Out.
What's Glass Onion?
It's a movie. It's a movie on Netflix, I think.
It says on the internet that she was also in Stranger Things, which I've seen. What season of Stranger Things
was she in? She wasn't in Stranger Things.
Movies and shows, Outer Banks, Glass Onion, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, the new movie coming out.
Now I'm more interested in seeing it. And then the fourth one is Stranger Things.
She was not in Stranger Things. I can tell you that for free. She was not in Stranger Things.
So the internet's lying.
About that, yes. Unless she made a cameo that I don't remember, I do not think she's in Stranger. Trust me, I would remember her if she was in it.
Isn't she a big enough star, Madeline Klein, where she's like not doing cameos? Like, why would she just pop in to Stranger Things for a second and then dip right out? What's intern Jack saying? See, this is why we have interns, to double check these things. What is he saying, Dom?
Madeline Klein was in the second season of Stranger Things.
I saw the second season of Stranger Things.
She was one of the bullies of Elle, so that's a cameo. That she wasn't a main character.
So that
was
before she took off as a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, then, although right? I feel like that would kind of align with Outer Banks, but either way.
What is Outer Banks?
It's a movie about kids in college who live by a beach and navigate life.
No, thank you.
It's actually not terrible.
But you're in college right now, so I get why you would be into it. I'm going to be 40 in January.
Well, I actually have a funny story. So I had never seen Outer Banks, and this past spring I wanted to, you know, watch it.
Not funny so far.
Hold on. There's four seasons, and I watched the first episode, and I swear to God this is true. Madeline Klein was not in the show yet, and I'm like, damn, I want to see Madeline Klein. So in Google, I typed in, when in Outer Banks, and I was going to finish it with, does Madeline Klein appear?
And people already have done that?
Well, no, it spoiled what happens at the end of season four, a major event.
Again, not funny.
Oh, just shut up. You found that funny.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm only laughing now because you thought you were saying something funny and it wasn't even remotely funny.
That's funny.
Jack is sitting right next to you and his facial expression did not change at all throughout the telling of that story.
Because he's trying to be professional.
No, he was waiting for a punchline or something funny to happen and it never came. So he was just staring off into the distance there.
Go on, that's funny. I was looking at Madeline Klein and I spoiled the show for myself.
No, that's not. I thought what would have been funny is if you found out when she was in the show and then only like you fast forwarded to the episodes that she was in or only watched the episodes that she was in.
Well, no, that's just weird.
Yeah, but that like you doing that because you are a weirdo would have made me laugh. That
Thanks.
Would have been funny.
You think Callis knows who Madeline Klein is?
Callis doesn't know that if you win the Masters, you get a green jacket. Which I'm still just not shocked anymore by it because these things happen with him all the time. All right, we'll have a hodgepodge next. That was TGIF.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's cloudy, but no rain is in the forecast. That's good news for those of you heading down to PNC Park to watch the Pirates and Rangers. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
It is time for a hodgepodge, and it's brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
So I just tweeted this out. We have usually NFL Network or Fox Sports 1 or ESPN or any of those channels on NFL Network while we're doing the show. The Bengals left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. is a guest on SportsCenter right now. And he's dressed up for this appearance. He also just said that Myles Garrett was tougher to block than TJ Watt, which is probably a lie. But that to me is not the main story. The main story is that he is dressed up and part of his fit, if you will, is a foxtail that he has either stapled to or dangling from his pants. Dom, you're young. Is this a new trend?
I hope not, because it's a terrible look.
Is it a furry thing?
Maybe.
Is it possible that he is in some way ensconced in the furry community? And it's
maybe
like a, hey, I am an honorary furry. I obviously can't wear full furry garb here because I'm on TV, but I'm just letting you know that in my downtime, I will get down with furries.
Maybe. Still, though, I.
When is the furry convention here, the AnthroCon? I feel like that's a rite of passage in the summer. Did I miss it this year?
No, I think it's July, because Kutch always
tweets about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's July.
He is actually like the guy that reminds me that it's here. He tells me.
Yeah, Sam.
Like, hey, they're back. Which I say more power to them. They want to come to our town and congregate and go to our restaurants and spend their money here and
God bless.
Live their unique way of life. Teach their own. They're not damaging anything, right? They're not breaking
not at all.
Things. They're not doing anything that's unlawful. They're enjoying life. I'm very supportive of it. I think it's part of the Pittsburgh zeitgeist, if you will, Austin Bechtold, and the culture here.
I agree. Listen, they do their thing, and if they're having fun and
are you intrigued by it?
No. Do you think anybody here at the station would be?
If Madeline, that's a great question, but let me ask mine first. If Madeline Klein said to you, you know what, Dom, let's get into the furry thing together, would you do it?
If I was guaranteed a...
This is like part of a relationship with her. So you're already in.
Oh, I'm already in?
But if you say no, you're done.
Maybe for a little bit, yeah. I'd go along with it.
Me too.
And then maybe tell her, hey, I don't think this is
And then you're
thing.
Asking who among our staff is like the person that is most likely to be a secret one of those?
Correct.
We've done this before, but obviously a year has gone by and I've learned more about my co-hosts and co-workers. Sean Myers.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about him. I think there's a mystery factor there. Definitely not Nelly. Too into sports.
You know, I was going to say Nelly or Callis.
You got to let I'm not going to say you got to let the Callis thing go.
No, this is separate. I'm being honest. I could see it. Like Callis is a jolly, happy-go-lucky, go-with-the-flow guy. I could see him getting swept up in that.
Swept up in that. He goes down there to have a good time, and the next thing you know, he's got a full closet of the
right.
Costumes.
Right.
This is a hodgepodge.
Well, we know he definitely has like an addictive personality with things because he's purchased three cars.
It's, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
You have anything to add?
Yeah, I do. I want to put together a golf outing for the fan.
Yeah, you just brought up golf the last segment.
Well, no, this is more in depth. I have groups here that I put together, okay? And I'll go through them quickly, and I think you should tell me which group you think would win the outing, okay?
Yep.
We have a morning show group, Crowley, Doran, Callis, and Cabali.
Mm-hmm.
We have a midday group, Starkey, Pomp, Bechtold, Sean Myers.
Yep.
We have an afternoon group, you, Chris, Donnie, and I threw myself in. We have an evening group, Mackie, Hillgrove, Charlie, Joel. And then we have a weekend group of anybody else who wants to join. Hathorn, Roundtree, Paul Alexander, Seth, if he wants to get
in. Okay,
I
think that, like, you just named... Those are not insignificant names. I think I was originally going to say midday because obviously Pomp is really good. And I've heard that Joe has made himself into a good golfer. And then I was considering us maybe as the runner up because you've got Malzi and you've bragged about how good you are at golf. But I do have some skepticism.
Fair. But
if the last group has Hathorn and has Alexander, who's really good, and then you throw in a Roundtree for good measure, whose job and his life is golf, I got to go with them.
I'm not just
saying this to throw shade, but I think the morning show's the weakest team because it's all Doran.
He's got help from no one else. They're by far the weakest team. Evening show, I think, could sneakily do well. I think we have a chance. I'm just throwing it out there right now.
I think we're a dark horse.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
A lot of heavy lifting from Malzi. Is Jason Mackey sending a... is this a shot at Noah Hyles? Have shots been fired here? Do we now have another media feud?
Oh, I love these.
A post-Gazette in-house feud. So, Cabali brought it to our attention that Noah was very surly and very aggravated by how long that Pirates game went last night and started getting after it a little bit, going at it with people on Twitter, including telling that guy, like, oh, your mom likes it when the lights are off or something like that, right? Do I have that paraphrased correctly?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I've set that as the framework or the preamble for this. Mackie, 49 seconds ago, sends out a picture of PNC Park. Man, it's never a bad night to be here. Go to a lot of places, do a lot of things, but there's still nothing like going to the ballpark.
Oh,
that's absolutely a shot at Hyles.
Oh, that's a shot. That's a shot.
And they're probably in the same press box together as this is happening. So unless they're in cahoots and it's a joke that they're both doing, absolute bad blood there.
If I'm being honest, and I'm not just sticking up for Noah because I like Noah, I think the whole thing was overblown, to be honest. He was getting too much hate from Parado and people. I thought it was very unnecessary and very contrived, to be honest.
And Cabali had the balls to say that he thought it was a suspendable offense based on the standard set by other news outlets he had worked for.
Okay.
He thought that Hyles should have had his hand slapped for the "your mom likes the lights off" comment. I was fine with it.
I was too. Can't we have somewhat of personalities in this business?
Can't we bust balls with each other a little bit?
Right. Thank you.
And my take on that is the guy dished it out. He should be able to take a little bit of it back. And then he got another shot in at Noah. He came back with something. He said, "That's what your mom told me last night." So I think they're even.
Yeah. To say that any kind of punishment should be handed down is ridiculous. And I do think that
he put out a little statement like, "Hey, I had a long day. Like, I love my job. I'm going to try my best at it."
Anybody who thinks that he doesn't love his job, get a grip. Come on. Come on.
We're done here. Zangrilli is next with the leadoff show. Buccos and Rangers. Everybody will be back on Monday, except that's a lie. I'll be in Myrtle Beach. Hopefully this trip is not one that takes years off my life, because we're driving there with a 2-year-old. Donnie will be back from Delaware, and you'll be producing him, Dom, correct?
Correct.
That'll be fun. Let's see if you can... Are you going to try to put him in his place?
For what? What did he do? Oh, if I disagree with something?
Yeah.
100%. No doubt about it.
Because people think that you're just standing up to me because you want to, like...
impress you?
No, like, you think you're going to get over with people because, oh, man, he, like, went after Pony. And you're going to be much nicer to Dom.
No, I'll take out Donnie if he needs taken out.
All right, Zangrilli's next. We'll talk to you later. PM Team signing off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.